Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We built it just for you and have been updating it every day for 13 and a half years. So check it out. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and take our poll question, too, right there on the homepage. Having a great visit with our good friend Diane DiResta. She's the author of Knockout Presentations. She's a professional at helping put their best foot forward in the marketplace. We're talking about public speaking. You know, Diane, one of the things that you got to do, in my opinion, to become a public speaker with any kind of confidence is you just need to start small. You can speak to, you know, to a few people, speak to friends, familiar audiences, people who love you, who don't care if you mess up. That's one way to get started, and then speak to small groups like civic clubs, that kind of thing. But the main thing, I think, the most important thing, is to believe that you are an expert, and to literally be prepared to say to yourself and to say it out loud to others, I am an expert at awnings. I am an expert on body repair. I am an expert on flooring or on sofas or I don't care, shoestring potatoes. It doesn't matter to me. Whatever you do, folks, if you're making a living at it, trust me, you are an expert. Believe that.
Your point is so well taken, Jim. And what's interesting is when you use what I'm going to call speak marketing or speaking to market your business, one of the benefits is it establishes you as an expert, because what happens is people are in the audience, they hear you speak, and then the next time they think of that awning person, it's going to be you. Yep. So that's one way to establish your expertise. It gives you a much wider exposure as opposed to calling people one at a time.
And you might be amazed when you get through speaking how many people walk up to you literally out of the audience and say, can I have one of your cards?
Right, yes, because it's easy leads. It's more pull marketing as opposed to push. You're attracting them, and so if you say something of value, they're going to come up and say, let me have your card. So it expands your network, and it also is a way you can engage the media, because sometimes these things are announced in the local papers, and if nothing else, you get to eat for free if it's an event.
Well, let's throw something else out, though. This is very important. When you let's say you're speaking about flooring. Let's say you're in the flooring business. You sell carpet and hardwood flooring in your local on Main Street in your local town, and you're an expert on that. You can't go to speak to this group, and they're not going to invite you to speak if you're going to be talking about how you sell flooring. They're going to want to know. They might want to know about how the flooring industry has gone green. They might want to know how the industry has changed. They might, but you might be there to represent the Chamber of Commerce or to represent the Heart Fund or whatever. The point is you said it earlier in the previous segment, Diane. There's got to be content that adds value. It cannot be a commercial. Your commercial is the fact that when they introduce you, they say who you're with.
Exactly. Let me say that when you're in front of an audience, every audience is thinking three things. Number one, who are you? Are you friendly? Can I trust you? The second thing in their mind is, who are you to tell me? How are you an expert? How have you earned the right to be on that platform? And third is, what's in it for me? Mm-hmm. Why should I sit here and listen? So let me address that, because you just said something that is so critical. It is not a commercial. And when I think of speak marketing mistakes, I'd like to go over about six of them.
Okay.
One of them is hard selling from the platform. Nothing will make you crash and burn faster than to stand up there and say, I sell wood flooring, and here's why you should buy from me.
People will walk out. People will walk out. The breeze you feel will be there. The jet wash from their exit. Go ahead.
Exactly. And so that leads into the next mistake I've seen, where there's no real value. People have no time, and so if they're going to sign up and sit in on your session, there's got to be some value for them. So what do they need to know about wood flooring? Or, as you said, where is the industry going? And what are some of the ways that some of the mistakes people make when they're buying
flooring?
Exactly. Right. That people want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
related to that is what I call bait and switch. I have seen really interesting write-ups. I decide I want to go there, and then the person speaking changes their mind and they talk about something else.
Right.
That you have an understood contract with your audience. Mm-hmm. If you said you're talking about flooring, then stick to that. Another mistake is being in front of the wrong audience. So again, I'm not in the market for flooring, so you don't want to be speaking to me. You want to be speaking to people who might be coming into a
But if I can make the conversation about how, I use the example of how the flooring industry has gone green, you might be interested in that angle.
I might, but again, you want to be in front of people who can buy your services. That's my
point. I'm going to push back on just a little bit on that.
Okay.
Let me tell you why. You might not have any control over the audience. If you've been invited to speak to the Rotary Club about something, you don't know who's in the audience. That's one thing you have to remember.
That's true.
Yeah. So,
but you have small business owners who are like you,
right,
and they're going to know people. And what is your strategy? One of your strategies is to establish yourself as an expert.
There you go.
A Rotary Club or a chamber would be a good place to do that.
Right.
It doesn't mean that those people are then going to take your card and say, "Let me buy flooring."
And this is
one. Know who the flooring person is.
This is one of the reasons why I recommend you join your chamber, so you can then represent the chamber in speaking opportunities where people also say the name of your company. Diane DiResta, give us the website quickly one more time.
DiResta.com, D-I-R-E, S as in Sam, T as in Thomas, A.com.
Thank you, Diane, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.